Time for Doc Talk here on Q92, and we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services, and we're going to visit with Anna Lewis. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
All right. I'm going to let you tell our listeners what your title is, because I might butcher it.
Fair enough. It's kind of a long one. My name is Anna Lewis. I am a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner here at Johnson Memorial.
Okay. And how long have you been with Johnson Memorial, Anna?
I have been here since August.
Oh, okay. So fairly new then. How do you like it?
Fairly new. Yes, it's going great. Great team here. I'm grateful to be part of this team.
Okay. Before we get started with our subject, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Anna.
Yeah, absolutely. I am currently reside in Granite Falls with my husband and three kids. I grew up in Bellevue, in a small town. Have lived in Granite Falls for the past 7 years. And enjoy spending time with my kiddos. They're young, nine, almost six, and two.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, yeah, so
that
it's
keeps
a busy
you,
household.
Yeah, that keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was busy with all of us in school last year and being at home doing online learning for everybody.
Right. Where did you get your education, Anna?
I graduated from Walden University.
Okay.
And just completed this past May.
Okay. So do you specifically work with mental health then?
Yeah, correct. I am typically sought after for the medical management of services, but also provide some psychotherapy within here.
Okay,
so
good.
Kind of the combination.
All right. Yeah, family, and as I mentioned, that keeps you busy. What are some hobbies of yours, Anna?
Yeah, I enjoy running, reading in my free time, and traveling with my family, making memories. Love to see new areas.
Okay, good. I understand before we went on air, you ran for cross country or track at Renville County West, huh?
That is correct.
So you like to run.
I do enjoy running.
You do marathons?
I have done two marathons at up in Duluth. I did Grandma's Marathon twice.
Oh, wow. How many miles is that?
26.2. Don't forget the point two.
Wow. I don't even like to drive 26.2 miles. Well, congrats.
Yeah,
is it hard? Well, obviously it's hard, but...
It is. It's a lot of training.
Is it a lot of mental part of it, too?
Yes, a lot of mental, exactly.
Do you ever want to quit while you're running 26 miles?
You know, there's times when you get a little exhausted, but, you know, I just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and just like daily life tasks, you know, you got to put one foot in front of the other to complete, and helps you kind of push through to the end.
Okay, great. Well, I know the holidays are upon us, and what are we going to talk about this morning, Anna?
Yeah, a little bit about holidays and how that can cause some stressful times, maybe even add into depression. As we all go into the holidays, we are aware that it's a time, supposed to be a time of fun with family and making more memories, but there is also that added stress of the busyness, the demands, the different things that go with trying to appease everybody's family, and also a time when we often are missing our loved ones, maybe that are no longer with us. And so it's important that we're taking care of ourselves through that time. You know, a couple of the things that are important to remember are giving yourself permission to take that break. If it's starting to feel overwhelming, it's okay to set some limits. Give that time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even just that 5-minute break, I'm going to step outside and walk around the block just to clear my mind. Those things are easy, but not always. They're easy things to do, but not always easy to say, I need to do that. So just remembering to give yourself permission to do those little things for yourself. And also, when we get all our families together, it can, like I said, be stressful. And we're all dealing with different things in our lives. So just remembering that you may not appreciate how the situation is going, but we're not in charge of the next person's feelings. So just being in tune to your own feelings, I guess, is what's important. And speaking up when you need some help.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to feel overwhelming. It's asking for help. Because at the end of the day, I do believe that we're in charge of our own happiness, and so making that, I need some help, I need a break, whatever it is, like I said earlier, giving yourself permission to step out it's okay to do those things.
Okay, good. You mentioned the loss of a loved one. That is probably your most difficult thing, especially the first couple of years when that person isn't there around the Christmas tree or around the table during Thanksgiving or Christmas. That can be very very tough on people, isn't it?
Yes, that can definitely be tough.
Yeah, what are some suggestions that you would give on in the situations like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important to try to bring some of those good memories up of those loved ones. And if there's ways that you can honor them within the holidays, I think that's a great way to keep their memory, just that they're present with you, and talking about it, you know. Maybe the next family member has a good way of dealing with that loss that you don't know about. Let's talk about how it's all going at all with the grieving of this loss. And it's also, I think, important to remember that we all grieve differently. I mean,
right.
Whether it's just an immediate loss or it's been a couple of years, we can all be at different processes in the grieving.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just a personal story. I remember going to my grandmother's when I was a teenager, and she, for some reason, we all met at grandma's place, but she had a very small place. It was, you know, 30 people packed into a room, and it can be stressful that way. So, you know, go out for walks if you can, and create some space, I think, would be helpful in situations like that, right?
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. There can be a lot of people in one little area.
Yeah, that's right.
I have memories similar.
Yep. Anything else that you'd like to mention that would be beneficial to people going into the holidays?
I think another piece of that is watching your nutrition. And, I mean, because we're all there enjoying those good homemade meals and the sweets and the treats. And some of that, you know, actually can affect our mental health, that increase in sugar. And so one thing is just get some water in. Simply just take a drink of water in between those good snacks. And don't ever avoid them because it's usually a once-a-year option. But helping our body process through that so that that depression, anxiety doesn't overwhelm us, maybe, in a sense, is if we're getting some of that water in or even taking that walk around the block. That physical piece can also play into how we're feeling emotionally.
Okay.
Or even.
Like, so what you're saying is I'm only allowed one piece of pie then?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's okay to enjoy an extra piece of pie.
Yeah, it's important to be hydrated and, you know, to eat well during the holidays too. Some of us like to overindulge, I would guess. And that does affect you.
Yes, it does, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about if there's family issues, family strifes, you don't get along with Uncle Joe or whatever, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
How would you deal with something like that when you know they're going to be together?
I think it's placing yourself in... having boundaries for yourself is, you know, having those healthy boundaries. And, you know, yeah, that there is typically dynamics in every family function.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, or keeping an idea of what is safe for you, what are your limits, it's okay at some point to say, I've put my time in here, I need to go home. Mm-hmm. That is taking care of you, and that's what's the ultimate goal here, is that you are staying well. And it doesn't have to be anything disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Just paying attention that if you feel like that energy is starting to hit you, that icky feeling, hey, I'm going to, you know, maybe it's that again, stepping out, or, you know, I need to go home. And that was another piece I was going to touch on, is having those boundaries or maybe setting those, maybe it's time limits. Like, we are going to go to this family function, but at 2:00, it's time to go home so that we can all be together as a family at our home.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that we take that slow down, because otherwise, are we actually enjoying the moment when we're rushing from place to place and not having that time with maybe just our immediate family, our own children, or whatever your immediate family consists of?
Right, right. All right, did we touch on just about what you wanted to talk about there, Anna?
You got some more? I think so. I think we got it.
All right. Bottom line is just to be kind, right?
Be kind, I agree, yes.
Be kind.
And being kind to yourself, that goes with that.
Yep, be kind to yourself too, that's right. Well, thank you for the information, Anna. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again sometime.
That sounds great. Thank you, and happy holidays to everybody.
Yep. That's Anna Lewis, a psychiatric nurse. Well, there, I knew I was going to blow it. Go ahead, say the title there.
It's okay. Psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner.
Mental health nurse practitioner. All right. Thank you, Anna. You did a good job.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, Anna Lewis with Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92. Doctor, doctor.